Peace and blessings. I'm back with it. You know who it is, Lens Bias. Same name as the show. Shit, man. Just getting off of work. Beautiful Friday. What the fuck is today? Hold on. Friday, May 26th. Goddamn, we almost in June. This bitch is flying. Yeah, it's Memorial Day weekend. You know, I'm supposed to be off. Well, I'm going to be off on Monday, so that's an extended weekend. I'm still showing up to work on Saturday, though, because Saturday is where I get my overtime money, so I got to get that. Everybody else at the job say they're not showing up, but fuck that. Guess who will be there? Me, present. But what's going on? I don't know, just thinking about how crazy life is and shit. It's like, you know, when you're a child, you have dreams and goals, and as you get older, you try to chase those dreams and goals. But I don't know if it's like this for women, but a lot of men hit this point where we realize don't shit really matter in life. Like, yeah, family matter and trying to do the right thing and being a person of integrity and shit like that. Yeah, that matters. But nothing really matters in life. Like, I don't know. I was watching this thing called Chimp Empire. You might have seen it on Netflix and shit. And it just got me thinking, like, damn, these monkeys just live in the motherfucking woods and shit in the jungles. They just living their life eating bananas and fruit and shit. And here I am going to fuck to work every day as a slave. You mean a monkey got more freedom than I do? Or less, at least with that made that. That's shit. You know, I be getting tongue-tied and shit. But that's what the dream I'm watching, that's what it made me think of. Just like, how much freedom do you really have and shit? Like, is your life about trying to be something or be a certain person? Or is your life just about, hey, nigga, you get one life, just live this bitch. Just take the ride. You know, maybe don't drink as much, don't party as much. But, you know, have a good time on this fucking rock that's flying through space. They say we get one life. I don't know if we get another one. I don't know about no afterlife. But all I know is, like they say, we get one life. You gotta live it and shit. So it's just making me appreciate the little shit, man. You know, being grateful for the little shit, like, I don't know, having a pair of fucking sneakers on. Some people ain't even got shoes and shit. Having some money in my pocket. Some people got dick through the tray. I don't mean this podcast to sound all depressing and shit, but that's real life, though. Like, for all the shit that we take for granted, we got so much to be grateful for, and it just made me think, like, yo, life really ain't that fucking bad. I may not be where I personally want to be in life, but life ain't bad. And it's all about the journey, you know? You go through peaks and valleys. Sometimes you're at the top of the mountain, sometimes you're at the bottom, but at the same time, it's like, you're gonna have ups and downs, but the journey is what you're supposed to remember because that's the experience. You can get to your end destination and not even, and... What's up? Darien, I don't know where Darien Street is. Is it close to anything? What you looking for?
It's the gate I got beat up at for work.
Shit, I ain't got no idea. Damn. What team? For the Eagles?
Yeah.
I would go that way.
Yeah, I was thinking this way.
That's your best bet, usually.
Yeah.
I would go with that, no problem. Hello? Oh, my fault. I forgot. I'm not on the phone. I'm doing a podcast. That's right. I had to help somebody out with directions real quick, but I don't even know where I'm going. So, but yeah, life, man, it's about the journey. And just like I was talking to that person, you're going to get lost in life sometimes, but, you know, fuck it. Get lost. Appreciate the being lost until you found, you know? Ain't nothing you can really do about certain situations in life, but embrace them. At least that's how I look at it. Let me hurry across the street before this bus hit me, because this motherfucker just got up. But yeah, just embracing being lost, embracing your life and your situations, and just not taking anything for granted. Being super appreciative of everything that happens, the bad, the good, the horrible, the great, everything, man, because it's all a part of the cycle of life, man. It's like to think life gonna be easy. Shit, the first thing you do when you enter this world is cry. So the first thing you experience is pain, and then you experience the joys. You experience, like I said, the ups and downs, man. Just really feeling appreciative of life. And even though, like I said, everything ain't how I want it to be, but I still got a chance to make it that way. So that's what I really gravitate towards. Like, all right, shit ain't perfect now, but imagine when you get to that spot that you want to be, how you gonna feel then? And I really try to feel that feeling of like, damn, it's gonna all be worth it once I get there. And that's what I'm holding on to, you know, because life is a motherfucker. And she will fuck you if you let her. But whether past, present, or future, whether up or down, Lynn Bias do the fucking. I ain't gonna get fucked by life. I mean, she might try to turn me over, but I ain't with it. I do the fucking, goddamn. I know it's a horrible analogy, but that's how I feel. Like, life will try to fuck you, but you gotta remember that you do the fucking in life. You can't just let whatever happened to you happen to me. So, like I said, some shit out of your control, but it's mentality. You gotta stay in a positive mindset of, all right, this is where I'm at, this is what I'm going through, this is my situation, but I'm still gonna come and fuck about this shit. Uh-oh, my nigga Burt Kreischer coming here on November 29th to the Wells Fargo Arena. I'm gonna try to catch that, man. Try to catch him. I'm gonna try to catch Bill Burr. I know I'm going off topic real quick, but some shit popped up. But yeah, just experiencing life and shit, man. Life ain't always gonna be peaches and creams. Sometimes that motherfucker gonna be pork chops and you ain't got no life and you just gotta bite into that bitch like, I'm hungry. Maybe that's a better analogy. I like that one better. Sometimes life is like a pork chop and you ain't got no knife. You just gotta pick that bitch up and bite into it and see what happens. And hopefully it's a good cooked pork chop, not one of them tough ones and tear one of your motherfucking teeth out. Madonna old ass is still performing? Who the fuck is signing up to go see Madonna? Whoever it is, they got a 8-ball of cocaine ready right now. But yeah, I mean, as far as me, like I said, I'm fresh off work. Back in there for a little OT tomorrow. A couple other things, I gotta get my glasses. I ain't wore glasses in like 4 years. Cause I used to work at Whole Foods and there was too many beautiful women. So I just took the glasses off like, man, fuck it, I don't wanna see y'all. Imagine just all day you staring at beautiful women and they want food from you and shit. And they give you seductive looks, or at least in your mind, they giving you seductive looks. So yeah, I took the fucking glasses off, but my blind ass need them back. Yeah, yeah. And I know I'm gonna look good in the glasses. That's not what it's about. I'm gonna look very studious and educated. But just trying to, you know, do better. Start off with the little shit. But what else is up? Shit, I don't know. Meet up with my daughter tomorrow. Grab her graduation ticket. So I was supposed to tell my boss about that. So I gotta remember that shit. I gotta take off for my daughter graduation. I ain't got no more sick time or personal time, so I don't know how we gonna use this motherfucker, but we'll figure it out. But yeah, you know, just shit, we coming into the summer, man. I gotta stay the fuck out the way. I can't be on these streets getting drunk, fucking with these young ladies. I was gonna use another word, but I'm trying to be mature, trying to switch up the vocabulary. So I can't be out here fucking with these young ladies. But what time is it? All right, missed the sub. Fuck it, I catch the next one. But yeah, just stay out the way, stack my money up, try to live comfortably, try to accomplish my goals and my missions and shit like that. But I just wanted to tap in for a quick second. You know, it's Friday, probably got shit to do, places to go, people to see. So I just wanted to tap in real quick. I'll probably do another joint tomorrow. I gotta start bringing the topics back because I got a shitload of topics I want to talk about, but we'll get there. Anyway, I think I hit a train. Peace and blessings. I'm out this bitch. I missed the goddamn train. Ain't this a bitch? I thought it already pulled off. I start coming down the steps. Bam, there go the train. But fuck it. That's cool. I got a blunt on me. I can start smoking some of that until the next one come. But, yeah, like I said, I got to get back to the topics. I got a couple topics I want to run through, some shit that's on my mind. And, you know, on the podcast, we always going to keep it real. Whatever I'm going through, I'm going to spill it. I'm going to let it be known. Not because I give a fuck about being judged, but, you know, be transparent and honest. That way, when you look back at your life, you can say, all right, I knew I wasn't in a good space here, or I knew this was going on here, but, you know, I still try to stay focused and do the best I could type of shit. But, yeah, that's all that's really going on with me. Shit, I'm trying to make it 10 minutes, stretch this bitch out. What else? What else? What else? Laundry tomorrow. Gotta go to the laundromat with the rest of the heathens. But it's all good, though. I don't mind. Might see my daughters today. Mom took them to see Little Mermaid. I definitely wasn't trying to go see that shit. I mean, I support black people, you know, leveling up and doing different things, especially, you know, taking roles that haven't been portrayed by black people in the culture, but I can give two shits about the Little Mermaid. I will cook that little bitch and fry her in the air fryer. I gotta stop saying these words. I'll cook Lil Mama and fry her in the air fryer. That's what type of time I'm on. Oh, excuse me. I'm feeling sick and shit. Sniffles. I don't know if it's allergies. I don't know what the fuck it is, to be honest with you, but I'll be aight. I always am, always will be. But hey, let's see what else is going on. Fuck it, I got some time to waste now. Let's see what else is going on in the world. Read some bullshit. I'm gonna just start reading random shit that's on my phone. Let's see. Reminder: pretty girls know they're pretty, but have you asked her about her big nose? Yo, some of these social media accounts be crazy. They be trying to give you advice and it just be the wildest shit. But I don't know. That's the world we live in. Information that is at abundance. What they say is at your fingertips. You can get it instantly. Am I ghetto? Because I'm definitely walking around with a rolling tray with a blunt inside. Don't judge me. And if you did, fuck you. Had to keep my blunt safe.
Hold on, I'm about to light this bitch. Let's see what else is going on in the fizz-known.
In the technological world. If you haven't done so today, make sure you're drinking water. Stay hydrated. I'm definitely learning the importance of that. If you don't stay hydrated, it will get your ass. Especially if you into alcohol and shit like that. I know I ain't losing my lighter. I'm about to say. I hate that shit when you have like 6-7 lighters and then you turn around and you ain't got one. Like, who the fuck? Where the fuck did all my lighters go? That's what I should invest in, a lighter company, because motherfuckers is always losing lighters. I'm wondering to do is Bic on the stock market. Because I definitely invest in them motherfuckers. Wait, I use lighters.
Hold up.
Yeah, but as for me, try to go have a little fun after work. Nothing crazy. Not get drunk. Just hang out a little bit. See my babies fall back type of shit. I was supposed to hit the gym today, but plans change. Might still hit it on a late night. Who knows? I haven't decided yet. Keep missing the basketball games. I gotta do better with that. It's almost final time. Let's see. I watched that podcast. I'm about to listen to that podcast. It's just way too much information in my phone. Like, sometimes I don't even know what to do with all this shit. George Washington University announces athletic team's moniker change from Colonials to Revolutionaries. Who the fuck they think they is? Free slaves? The George Washington Revolutionaries. I mean, that is kind of fire. I ain't going front. And I think another train about to pull up. So I'm going to have to put the blunt out in the podcast. But, you know, I don't give a fuck. Excuse me. Start my weekend. Already saved that. Let's see. I don't give a fuck about that. Stanley Cup playoffs. Don't care. Republican job requirements. Why the Republican job requirements push won't actually get people to work. I don't even know what that's about, so I'm going to save that shit so I can read it later. Allergies. Yep, that's me. Podcast made by General. Nope, don't give a fuck. Google. Nope, don't give a fuck. I'm out this bitch. Peace and blessings. I thank you for listening.